Ballarat's own 3BA, 102.3, your leaders in local, Bastille and Pompeii. It's 18 away from 7, PT and the Big Show for your Thursday morning. Back in the day when I was a youngster, I, with no dad in the household, had to step up. And let me tell you, from a very young age, I was doing a couple of jobs prior to going to school and then a job after school as well. I'd go and deliver the newspapers on the morning run. Then I'd go off to the bakery and pack some bread. Then I'd spend the day at school. Then afterwards, sell some Heralds on the corner. You know, chocking up the old piggy bank. I used to love cracking open the old piggy bank when it got full. No more in. Counting it out was absolutely fantastic. Most of it would go into my bank account. Some of it into my pocket to take down to the local pizza parlour. No, I wasn't buying pizza. I was playing pinball. That's what I used to do with my little bit of pocket money that I popped in my pocket, other than the rest going into the bank. Are piggy banks still a thing, mums and dads, in your household? Because we live in a digital age, don't we? So, you know, with everything going digital, licences in some states, bank accounts, you know, being able to do your internet banking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, why not have a piggy bank app?
It was pastries and hot chocolates in the city today for sisters Zara and Ava Bennett, and 10-year-old Ava happily tapped her part of the bill because pocket money is now digital.
So it's kind of like basically like your own piggy bank on your phone.
And parents are buying in. Australian startup Spriggy now has 500,000 families putting money into specialised accounts for kids if they do their chores. Mum Gill even offers bonuses for good marks at school.
If she gets an A, she'll get $100. So we do it that way.
Founder Mario Hassanakos says Australia is leading the world in kids' money apps, but they have to be careful. CBA's Dolomites program was torpedoed by regulators and state governments last year for marketing banking products to kids.
If we don't give a simple way for families to give kids real-world practice with digital money, then it's going to be very hard for them to grow up to make healthy financial habits.
And finance giants are throwing their weight behind that idea.
Goal setting, pocket money has come into the digital age like all the rest of banking.
Last year, NAB became a major shareholder in Spriggy, and last week, CBA launched its own kids' money app. So what do parents need to know about them? There are some exceptions, but both apps cost $30 a year per kid. Both have prepaid cards, total visibility for parents around spending and saving, and allow kids to log chores to receive pocket money. As for what the average kid is getting right now, well, Spriggy says it's $16 a week. CBA says it's $12. More if they knuckle down.
I have to get a car soon, so I'll have to, it'll help me save up for my car.
Our kids at home at the moment are getting zip, zero, zilch, naught, nothing, because they don't want to do their chores. And that's their call. That is entirely their call. We don't push them to do their chores. If they want to do their chores and they get pocket money for it. But if they don't get anything. Yeah, and what did that lady really say in that report that she gives her kid $100 if she gets an A? I'm all for pocket money if the kids do their chores at home, not bribing a child to get an A on their report at school. Audio courtesy of Channel 9.